This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, what I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film. You can find more Film Bookcast podcasts on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's jump into TV show news. Episode 2 of the second season of the CW's Batwoman officially released its plotline. After her quick spin in Batgear, Ryan Wilder is back facing the daily challenges of life as herself. Meanwhile, Alice has a new devious plan to get the attention of both Gotham and Sophia. With Kate still missing, and the city still in uprising, Luke and Mary are desperate to find a stand-in. In a pinch, Ryan dons the suit again and comes face-to-face with Alice for the first time. Back at Crow's headquarters, Sophie and Commander Kane try to uncover who may have had a vendetta against Kate. Carl Seaton directed the episode, written by James Stodorox and Chad Fiveash. You can check out episode 2 of the second season of Batwoman, January 24th. The CW is also reimagining its long-running show Walker, Texas Ranger with a TV show called Walker. Walker is a widower and a father of two in his own moral code who returns home to Texas after being undercover for 2 years, only to discover there's harder work done at home. Back in the saddle, Walker tries to reconnect with his children. Walker continues to try to reconnect with his family, but finds that his kids have developed a new routine with Liam. Back at work, Captain James tells Walker he needs to get recertified to be a ranger, but old memories of Emily hinders his progress. Mickey investigates a suspicious fire. The episode was written by Anna Frickle and directed by Steve Robin. Check out the episode January 28th. HBO Max is rebooting its long-running show Gossip Girl. 8 years after the original website went dark, a new generation of New York private school teens are introduced to the social surveillance of Gossip Girl. The Prestige series will address just how much social media and the landscape of New York itself has changed in the intervening years. For Jordan Alexander's Julian Calloway, influence remains high. Whitney Peake's Zoya Lott values perspective, while Thomas Doherty, Max Wolf, prizes freedom. HBO Max will reboot Gossip Girl in 2021. Let's jump into film news. If you're a fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I'm sure you're happy this week because Chris Evans is in talk to return as Captain America. Chris Evans may be donning the red, white, and blue again after all, because he's in final talks to play Steve Rogers in Captain America once more in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Evans had previously stated numerous times that his outing as Captain America Avengers Endgame would be his last on screen as the iconic superhero. But times have changed, and it seems that Disney wants a big name from its earlier phases of the Marvel Cinematic Universe to still be present in its later films. With Robert Downey Jr. retired from Iron Man, the second highest profile Avenger is Captain America. I'm sure that Marvel had to offer Evans a lot of money to get him back in the role. But his involvement with the new phases of Marvel Cinematic Universe will be limited. I think what Chris Evans' Captain America, his role going forward, will be much like Robert Downey Jr.'s in Captain America Civil War and in Spider-Man Homecoming. In other Marvel Cinematic Universe news, Deadpool will be rated R and be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The president of Marvel Studios announced in an interview this week that Deadpool 3 would be rated R and is moving forward. Deadpool star Ryan Reynolds is overseeing the script at Marvel, and by implication, Deadpool will now be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But because of the pandemic and Ryan Reynolds' schedule, Deadpool 3 will not begin until 2022. Keeping the Deadpool franchise rated R is a wise move on Disney's part. In other movie news, Michael B. Jordan may direct Creed 3. It seems that he won't just star in the next installment of Creed, but he also may direct, according to his co-star. Let's jump into TV show trailers. Hulu's Solar Opposites Season 2 trailer was released. From Justin Roiland, the creators of Rick and Morty, comes a series about a family of aliens trying to fit into this human-infested crap hole of a planet called Earth. Watch Solar Opposites Season 2 trailer. TNT has released the fourth trailer for season 2 of their TV show Snowpiercer. Two trains battle to save humanity in a frozen wasteland. Snowpiercer season 2 is based on the film by Jung-ho Bong. At the end of season 1, the survivors of the revolution are trying to pick up the pieces and maintain a fragile peace amongst the now-merged classes, with Layton emerging as the train's leader. Discovering Mr. Wilford is alive and headed their way in a rival train, Melanie risks going outside to prevent him from invading Snowpiercer. While she's out there, it's revealed that Alexandria, Melanie's daughter, who she thought had died, is alive and has become Wilford's dedicated protege. In season 2, an entirely new power struggle emerges, causing a dangerous rift as people are divided between their loyalty to Layton and Mr. Wilford, who has a new train, new technology, and a game plan that keeps everyone guessing. While Layton battles Wilford for the soul of Snowpiercer, Melanie leads the charge on a shocking new discovery that could change the fate of humanity. Watch the fourth trailer for season 2 of Snowpiercer. Let's head over to film trailers. Zendaya and John David Washington star in Sam Levinson's romance film Malcolm and Marie. The trailer is beautiful. The idea for the project first started when Zendaya contacted Euphoria creator Sam Levinson, asking if it was possible for him to write and direct a movie during the quarantine. After a few days, Levinson came up with a story for the Zendaya-led film. In order to make this project a reality, Levinson and producer partner Ashley Levinson from Queen and Slim, along with Kevin Turin, Washington, and Zendaya, personally financed the project during the pre-production and production stages. Malcolm and Marie plot synopsis is a filmmaker played by John David Washington returns home with his girlfriend, played by Zendaya, following a celebrity movie premiere as he awaits what's sure to be an imminent critical and financial success. The evening suddenly takes a turn as revelations about their relationships begin to surface, testing the strength of their love. Check out Malcolm and Marie on Netflix February 5th. From Apple TV Plus comes Tom Holland playing an army medic, becoming a bank robber in the Russo brothers' film Cherry. An army medic suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder becomes a serial bank robber after an addiction to drugs puts him in debt. Check out Cherry on Apple TV Plus March 12th. Jazz legend Billie Holiday is targeted by the U.S. government in the United States versus Billie Holiday. Based on the chapter The Black Hand in the best-selling book Chasing the Scream, The First and Last Days of the War on Drugs, by British journalist Johan Yarhi, the legendary Billie Holiday, one of the greatest jazz musicians of all time, spent much of her career being adored by fans around the globe. Beginning in the 40s in New York City, the federal government targeted Holiday in a growing effort to escalate and racialize the war on drugs, ultimately aiming to stop her from singing her controversial and heart-wrenching ballad Strange Fruit. Led by the Oscar-nominated director Lee Daniels, and introducing Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Andrea Day, the United States versus Billie Holiday unapologetically presents the icon's complicated, irrepressible life. Watch the United States versus Billie Holiday on Hulu February 26th. Now let's jump into this week's movie review. For this week's movie review, let's talk about News of the World, directed by Paul Greengrass. It stars Tom Hanks, Steve Boyles, Helena Zengel, and let me just start out by saying, I know this is a weird movie. You probably think it's boring, but let's just put ourselves in an alternative universe, right? Let's just say that the pandemic isn't going on. What would this movie be doing in our culture? We like to think of ourselves as so different from the Americans who lived in the Civil War, right? But just think about it. Tom Hanks's character, he plays kind of like a cowboy, but his job is to travel the country and inform people, read the news. He's a traveling news reader. As a viewer, halfway through the movie, I was like, wow, this is, not only is it well-timed, but it's perfectly set in our culture right now. Because just think of our current situation. No one's informed, right? I mean, like the masses, right? Everybody's on Facebook. Everybody doesn't read the newspaper anymore. No one watches PBS or broadcast news to get their news. People watch cable news or talk radio or podcasts or social media. So halfway through the movie, I found myself seeing us in these crowds that Tom Hanks would address. And Tom Hanks's character himself is a little bit of a wanderer. And he bumps into, by chance, this little girl played by Helena Zengel. She doesn't speak English. She speaks certain foreign languages as well as native tongues. So We now have two lost souls meeting, and the film is extremely beautiful, exploring the relationship between these two lost souls, these two wanderers, because there's obviously inherent tension when the two worlds collide. But the film is extremely beautiful. It's extremely well done. Paul Greengrass does a tremendous job, both telling a beautiful story of two wandering souls colliding and connecting and becoming one. And I won't give away much of the movie, because it's a really beautiful movie. But what I will say is that I saw a lot of us in this Civil War era America. I don't see a big divide between us and them, meaning Americans back then and us today. It's just that it's a lot more noisier now. We have computers and television to distract us from the news. It's very telling that it's released now, right? I'm not sure how long the film was in development. I'm not sure how long it took to make it or if it was made because of the time that we find ourselves in. But it's very relevant and it's very biting. And it's beautifully done. You will not regret seeing it. It's really beautiful. The two characters, they're completely different human beings. And you'll get to see how each grows on the other, as well as how important of a job it was back then to be traveling America telling people the news. Because we just ended a war, tensions were high, a lot of people weren't happy because of the suffering and the carnage of the war. This man coming into your town and reading the news was your only connection outside of your community, right? And I feel like Facebook is our jail. It's our community jail. Because the minute we stop going on Facebook to learn about any particular day is the day that we connect with the world, right? Because Facebook is supposed to connect us with the world, but the way that we use it has made it go the opposite way, where it's made us go inward. And you see it in the Civil War era when Tom Hanks' character and Helena Zengel's character approach a town that obviously doesn't like the result of the Civil War. And it's very interesting to see the tensions there and the denial, operating denial in that community at that time, and then juxtaposing that to, you know, an entire party in this country right now operating in denial, you know. And it's really interesting to see our place in history. And the film is just beautifully done. It's very touching, and it's just a well-done movie. Helena Zengel, obviously Tom Hanks does a great job, but Helena Zengel, I want to mention, because she is tremendous. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's interesting. She's expressive. She's just brilliant. She does a tremendous job. And News of the World is a great watch. It just came out. I think it's in home entertainment. I think you can watch it on demand, but it's in theaters. Go check it out, but be safe. It's a really well done movie. Thank you for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at C Banksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. And I'm on Instagram at The Chris Banks. T-H-E Chris Banks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comments section. It really helps people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, please do. Just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the FilmBookCast. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you then.